breaking chairs instead of news. Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in. Cleveland saving their season. Dramatic victory over the Buffalo Bills. And it looked like it was heading the wrong way when they were down in the final 5:25 and needed a touchdown. Kareem Hunt got in there. They avoided the fumble recovery that was an incomplete pass. Then all of a sudden they were taking what was given underneath. Chubb was running really hard. Great catch by Landry. And then the rest is history when he hit Higgins open in the end zone. Didn't force it to Landry or OBJ there at the end. Bills had time, though, to get a kick. They could have forced that thing into overtime. Didn't happen. Did it turn the tide for the Browns? We talked to Dan Lobby, who covers them for Cleveland.com. Dan, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Does it feel like something turned for them now? I guess we felt this way early in the season when they went into Baltimore at 1 and that thing went south. Is there something about this victory yesterday that makes you feel confident that they can get on a run?
Not yet. I'm still a little nervous about some things that happened yesterday. I think there are still some issues that the Browns were able to overcome against a Bills team that they obviously came in with a very good record, but they're also a flawed team, especially offensively, if they can't run the football. There were some interesting coaching choices again by Freddie Kitchens in this game. There was still enough there to make me think that, you know, we're at a point where this team essentially has to win out if they want to make the playoffs. And I just don't know if they have that ability to go through the rest of the season without stumbling, you know, once or twice more at least.
You think the stumbling will come from, like, lack of, I guess, poor play, or really just, like, the lack of or bad decisions and more, like, general incompetence as far as some of the decision-making coming in from the sideline? You know, I guess I'm trying to ask you, do you think it'll be more players' ineffectiveness or more coaching ineffectiveness?
I think it's still more on coaching. I still think there are just things we're seeing, you know, the play calling down near the goal line when the Bills got that stop. The Browns didn't really try and force the issue down there or do much creative in that situation. The decision to go for it on fourth down from, I believe it was the 4-yard line, and then Chris Hubbard false started. So, you know, that ended up taking the offense off the field. That almost kind of saved Freddie from a bad decision there. And even still some timeout usage. He calls the timeout at the end of the third quarter as the clock is running down, and it doesn't appear Buffalo is going to snap the ball. There's just little things there that still continue to stand out and make you wonder if this coaching staff and this head coach are good enough to kind of get this team on a run.
Well, you know, there's a lot there. I mean, certainly Odell could have caught that ball in that 8 cracks from the 1. I mean, he had a chance to catch a ball and didn't. And so I understand what you're saying, and maybe sometimes they'll need a break here to try to get on a run. But if we just go to the last drive, you know, the last drive, here's a team they know their seasons, this is it. They lose that game. I just don't know the mindset of this team, what they'd have left. So you get into the final 5 minutes needing a touchdown. You know what I thought, Dan, was one of the bigger plays of that drive? And you may think I'm crazy. Kareem Hunt avoiding a 7-yard loss on a screen play on first down. I think that was humongous. I think if he gets tackled there 7 yards deep and now they're facing, you know, 2nd and 17, who knows what happens? I think him avoiding that loss was very big. And I'm curious from your standpoint and what you saw from Hunt this weekend and how much they're going to build off that.
I think that's actually a really interesting point because this team has struggled when they've gotten off schedule like that. So, I mean, I think that's a really good point about him avoiding a big loss there. I think Kareem Hunt is absolutely a difference-making type of player. I mean, we saw what he could do in Kansas City, but then to see him come in yesterday and kind of embrace that blocking role sometimes. They used him as a blocking back ahead of Nick Chubb a couple of times and see him embrace being more of a receiver out of the backfield. He had a career – he tied his career high in receptions yesterday. He didn't carry the ball a ton. He'll get some more carries as this thing goes along. But to see him just sort of embrace that, I'm going to do whatever I need to do. I'm willing to share the backfield with Nick Chubb. I mean, who wouldn't be Chubb? Is already over 900 yards this season. To see the way they used him yesterday, I think that's actually a check in the good column for Freddie Kitchens. The way they incorporated him seamlessly, I thought that was a really great job by Kitchens and Monken to get him in there and find ways to use him effectively without taking anything away from Nick Chubb.
You know, were you surprised the fact that the Browns have essentially 8 cracks inside the 2-yard line, can't find a way to get a touchdown, and they have, I think he, coming into the week, I believe he's the 4th or 5th, I'm not sure where he'll be after the weekend, leading rusher in the NFL, Nick Chubb. Do you think it's the play design, the offensive line? Like, why do you think that they didn't run it enough? I mean, how would you kind of look at that and assess those 8 plays where they were turned away?
I think it's a little bit of both. I actually was just rewatching those plays a couple times before you guys called, and I think it was the running plays that they called were really sort of funky running plays. The very last play was a little bit more of an outside run, or a run kind of in between the guard and the tackle. There was a little kind of shovel pass type play or a little pitch play to the inside that was kind of a counter. There was never really just a direct straight ahead run, or there was never even an attempt at a quarterback sneak. The passes were more fades, and obviously, look, Odell Beckham can go get a fade, and like you said, you know, he probably should have caught the one, and the Bills kind of took the idea of, we're not going to let them catch the ball, we'll just commit a pass interference penalty if we need to. We'd rather do that and make them try and run the ball on us again a few times. I just didn't see a lot of creativity. There was a play right before on that drive where they converted a 4th and 1, and they ran a little pick play for their tight end, and they got it to him, and they converted the 4th and 1. I just guess I would have liked to have seen more of that, at least once or twice, maybe roll Baker Mayfield out or try and get a tight end on a pick play. Something a little different than just handing the ball off to Chubb.
We know this team has been really undisciplined. They've hurt themselves with penalties, and things have spiraled a little bit. You know, early on that game, Landry gets the taunting deal. You know, Mayfield is still a look-at-me kind of guy, even, you know, when they – had that last drive. Is that starting to, I guess, weigh on Browns fans, or are they still very much into the, he's our quarterback, this is how he is, this is how I want him to be, this bravado that he shows? Are Browns fans tiring of it a little bit, or are they, this is our guy, we back him all the way?
I think it's always going to be sort of tinted based on how the team is playing. You know, if he's storming out of press conferences like he did that one time and they're losing, you know, that's going to be looked at more as a negative. But the reality is these guys just sort of have to be who they are. You brought these guys in. You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were drafting when you picked Baker Mayfield. You knew the guy you were bringing in when you traded for Odell Beckham and when you traded for Jarvis Landry. And it doesn't always look great when things aren't going well and the team is struggling. But at the same time, these guys have to be who they are, because if this thing is going to get turned around, it's going to be because of those personalities. It's going to be because of that confidence level and that belief that, hey, yeah, we're 3-6, but there's no reason we can't go 10-6. That's the belief they have to have. And those personalities, those leaders in that locker room kind of exude that. And I think that's where the turnaround would have to come from if it happened. So I think sometimes fans look at it and say, okay, that's enough. Let's just play football. But this is the team they have, and if these personalities and that confidence does somehow get this team into the playoffs after the start they've had, it's all going to be worth it.
Thursday night, prime time in Cleveland. Do they come away with a win?
I'm having trouble picking the Browns in this one. Pittsburgh's defense is so good, and I know offensively, you know, with Mason Rudolph, they're struggling, and they aren't really putting up a ton of points, but the way that defense is playing, that's really been the thing that has hurt the Browns when they've played more complete defenses. You know, Buffalo is a team that you could run the ball against. I think you can a little bit against Pittsburgh, but not quite like you can against the Bills. It's just hard for me to pick against that defense. And this is also Freddie Kitchens' first time preparing for a Thursday night game as a head coach. And I think that's a challenge for a first-year head coach. So, you know, look, nothing would surprise me on Thursday. I think this team is good enough to beat Pittsburgh. I'm just not real confident picking them to do it.
I understand. Listen, you know, it's not like, you know, Cleveland won their first home game of the year on Sunday in mid-November. Like, that's, you know, that's, it's not like they've been a juggernaut at home, even though they've played a couple tough teams in the Rams and Seattle and now Buffalo. But if they were going to make a run, we thought it had to start at Denver. It didn't. These three were musts. And they still get Pittsburgh twice, and they still get Cincinnati twice, and they get Baltimore again. I agree with you. I'm with you on your initial comment in that you haven't seen enough. But let's be honest, they had a dramatic win at home on Sunday, and if they were going to stay alive, they at least found that kind of drive. Like, I thought they played with attitude all day, like, especially from the beginning. It was enough to overcome, like you said, some coaching blunders, taunting, undisciplined. That all still exists, and I think that's why you and I and most people are still in the wait-and-see camp on the Browns. But it's nice to know that they're technically still alive, Dan.
Yeah, and then listen, the whole point of this game is to win, right? And they won on Sunday. It was ugly. It wasn't perfect. We can still criticize some things, but they won. And this is a pass-fail league every week. And now, I this could come down to these two Pittsburgh games. I don't know what the situation is going to be when they play Baltimore later in the year. At least we've seen them beat Baltimore before. I'm curious to see what will happen when they play them again. But I think it might come down to these two Pittsburgh games, because outside of that, you've got Cincinnati twice, like you mentioned. You got Miami. Now, Arizona's a better team, I think, than people thought, but that's still a beatable team with a shaky defense, a rookie quarterback. There are still very winnable games on this schedule if the Browns can go out and prove that they can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they play them twice over the next three games.
Daniel, great job. We always appreciate you jumping on with us. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.